Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
Happened since last week. God is just an amazing God, and I worship and I praise Him for His goodness unto the children of men. There is no God like our God. He continuously blesses us and keeps us. He only wants the best for us. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald coming to you with CAS Ministries, Caring and Sharing. Again, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald coming to you with Casting Sharing Ministries. Call the show as a mind thing. And that jumps right into what our subject is, deliverance by clearing and cleaning the mind. Deliverance is by clearing and cleaning the mind. I've been studying very intently. It's so interesting as human beings. When you have an affliction and you're in pain constantly, boy, you will dig in that word and look for deliverance. Okay, what must I do? And I was thinking of that scripture. Well, it came to my mind, I should say. And he sent his word and healed them. That's simply how God works. It says he sent his word and the word healed them. That everything God does, he speaks it. Not a workaholic with his physical, because he's a spirit. That way he can be everywhere at one time, doing everything for everybody with all knowledge and all power and effectively. He just sends his words. So I said, let me get to the word. Let his word come and heal me. Man, there's so much to do with the mind. So much to do with the mind and having the mind of Christ. And there's so much for us to learn. I mean, the more I study and the more I hear, it's completely different lens on the mind and the body and the power of the mind through our Lord Jesus Christ than what I've ever heard, what I've ever been exposed to. But it says, when it says, like, this mind is in you, this is in Christ Jesus. But Christ Jesus is in the mind of God. And he said, I said those things that my Father told me to say, and those are the only things that I do. So we learn or need in our learning how to adapt our spirit, our mind, our speech, our thoughts, so that they become like Christ. I listened to Dr. Caroline Leaf, and she says, if you knew how powerful your words were, you would never say another negative thought. So you have to constantly cleanse and clear your mind of negative thoughts. I mean, just check yourself out for 10 minutes. If you can go 10 minutes without a negative thought. Oh, wow. And then she had mentioned that most of us come up and get prayer healed before we get in the parking lot. We've already talked about something negative, done something, and negated the fact that we were healed. The mind is magnificent, is that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So when we have a negative thought, it's toxic to our system, and it grows these branches that look, if you look at some of her subjects, she's a neuroplasticist and she's a brain scientist. So she studies neuroplasticity, and that is the expanding of the mind. And she says that it just crowds, like you have a nice, clear, positive mind, and the negative, toxic mind has all of this. I had to just connect myself to a phone call today because they wanted to assess negativism and toxicity. I said, no, that is not what I want in my, the top of my day. So, period, learning to choose what I want to hear, what I'm going to allow to be input in my mind, because it's going to affect my body. And the way she explains it, and it's been said some years past, 7-8% of all diseases is caused by stress. Now they say 100%. So it's because when the Lord was explaining it to me the night that he sent with me and showed me charts and pictures of my body and my tendons and my ligaments and my muscles and how every one is connected to another one. And they don't stand alone. They're all one. And I went, wow. That's why you push on your left side and feel it on your right side and the back. Or whatever you move, you can feel it up in your shoulder, even though you toss it down into your feet. Because it's all connected as one. So when the stress is stops the cellular activity where your cells would be normal, they become abnormal. And you poison your system. That's why it says rejoice evermore. And again, I say rejoice. These people sound like fun, but my goodness, they're part of us having health. and just setting your mind to be healthy. And I was just listening to Andrew Womack. He says, yeah, if you're going to be healthy, you got to give back my health. So later I said, Lord, I'm healed, but I'm just sick. So you have to set your mind to become strengthened, to send a message to your body. Okay, we're through with this. We're over it. Let's get up and let's worship. Because faith by works is the action of what you believe is there. And that's what you have to prove, you know, in your mind and to yourself. This is what I'm saying. And this is actually what I believe. So then let's get up and let's do it. It's just magnificent. And that's on my shows. It's a mind thing, but I'm telling you, I'm discovering, after probably 10 years, more and more of what this actually means and how it can bless me so that I can bless others. If you feel you're healed of something, and even though the symptoms may be there, you have to walk in it and prove your faith to yourself. So it's just magnificent. I'm going to go to the scriptures that I have chosen. Again, our topic is learned by sin. And cleaning of the mind. And what's the beautiful about that? You're in control. You think God will leave your status to someone else? What kind of God would he be? You have to build that one-on-one relationship so that you're in control, not what someone tells you, but what God says about you. When you have that communion with God, you begin to thank him for your healing, you begin to thank him. I bless him with a high strength. If you and him, the reciprocity coming with you and I, the younger and older you and I don't even know it yet, but I'm learning. So whatever I need, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's very personal. He's my shepherd, and I shall not want. It's a new being and him thing. That's that reciprocity that goes back and forth. Because you're the only one who can think about it. And the day of judgment that comes and stands before God, no one else does. So it's always about you and him. So make sure you and him are good. Make sure you follow. Man, the hardest thing is for people to follow instructions. Make sure you follow the word of God. He tells you to renew. Do not conform to this world, but be renewed in your mind when he tells you to do that, because all things become known before all things are passed away. So when he tells you to do this, I was talking to someone again, he said, well, I have my way. I'm like, you have your way, but you want God to move on your behalf. Okay. Well, I it doesn't work like that. You have to obey him. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. But I'm telling you, we logicalize with our little mind what we're going to do and not going to do, and this works for me. And you know, you do it your way, and I'm going to do it my way. Your way wasn't working. You wouldn't be in the status that you're in. Change. Do something different. Change. Clear your mind. Clean it so that something different can happen. Okay, the little insert of imagery that I have on my one page of clear your heart, mind, and soul. The scripture I chose starts with Daniel, the 6th chapter, the 3rd verse. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because he was excellent spirit within him. And the king sought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel within the kingdom. And they could not find any occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. That's pretty good. 7 verse. All the presidents of the kingdoms and the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal salute and to make a firm decree. This is the decree set up just for Daniel. Now, whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days except for the king, O king, he shall be cast into the lion. They knew they couldn't catch Daniel on anything because he was excellent. Let me ask that, say that about you. You're excellent in spirit, excellent in you're doing excellent in thought, excellent in expedition. I mean, it's amazing. Now, O King, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew the law was signed. Okay. He went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chambers towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he always did. He didn't change a thing. Now, he knew if he did that, he'd be breaking his new law, made a special commandment into the lives that he was on. 20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto, with Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, let me back up. Okay, so I skipped some verses between 10 and 20. What happened was Daniel got cast into the lion's den. He was so confident. He laid his head on the lion for a pillow. Okay. He was fearless because when he prayed, he put God first. He had cleared and cleaned his mind with serving God, and he was not tempted to be afraid. He knew God would deliver him one way or another. He didn't ask that. Why are you going to do this? How did you let this happen to you? Why didn't you serve your life? And all of a sudden, he didn't need that. He's still just continuing to listen. What a God. What a thing. Wow. He loves his Lord. So now it brings us up to the 20th chapter. He has finished verse of the chapter. So he has spent the night with the lion. And here's what happened in the 20th verse. And when the king came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said, Daniel, serving of the living God. Is that God whom y'all serve continuously able to deliver thee from the lion? Well, the whole night's gone by. Let's see. 21. Then said Daniel to the king, King, live forever. Because he knew the king's heart too. The king, after this, knew that it was just a setup just for Daniel because of jealousy and envious. They set up to have him murdered and use the king to do it, as if they didn't think the king would be able to figure that one out. They didn't care as long as he was gone. And people will do vengeful things and think it's going to move them up into a higher position. Wow. 22nd. My God has sent an angel. This is Daniel replying to the king. My God has sent an angel and has shut the mouths of the lions, and they have not done any hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. See, when you believe, that's like I said, why do you say you love me and you do nothing like that? And you really have to put our flesh aside. Now, Daniel had a choice of not praying at all. He said, look, I pray to you every day, what if I skip a couple of days? Or he could have left his windows closed and prayed. He said, well, I'm still praying. I'm just not visibly praying. I don't know who, what's that one saying you can't see it with? As if God would have known your heart. See, that's the thing about God. He knows your heart, he knows your mind, if you're fearful and if you're doubting. So the message is about deliverance by clearing and cleaning of the mind. He would not have been delivered if he hadn't had a clean mind and he hadn't kept it cleared. So when the temptation of his life or worshiping God came, which one shall I do? Well, it was a no-brainer for him. I'm going to worship my God, the living God. And God kept him. And that's why my scripture stopped. But you can read the rest of the story. Guess who went to the lion's den? And guess who the lions devoured? The men who have plotted against them. I mean, what were you thinking? You didn't think about outcome and results. You only thought about being vengeful and getting rid of Daniel. Even if the lions had devoured Daniel, the king was in lamentation. He still would have put you in there. But here, Daniel walks out, not a scratch, nothing on him, after spending the entire night having a ravishing, hungry lion. And they were thinking, God sent an angel. You know, you know that what all it is we need? Woo! He's gone to try it. Do we know how? No. Do we need to know how? No. What he asked us to do is believe, obey my word. He said, I'll send my word, and my word healed them. And this is what happened. And I was searching before we came on in Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, 26, says, a new heart also will I give you and a new spirit, and I will put it in you, and I will take away the same heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my flesh. So there it is. You need to keep my judgment and moving. Man, that is what it's all about. Having a correct mind before God. So, topic was create a space, a place rather, of peace. Create a place of peace. And I don't have much time left, but very quickly, I'm just going to do a quick run. Where does God reside? Where does he live? Well, with Adam and Eve, where does it say he walks with them? In the cool of the evening. God is a God of peace. That's where he's going to show up. He said he didn't have a place. Not a God of confusion. You know, if Adam hadn't had peace in his mind, he would have been shown up. Because that's what God does. He said he walked with Adam in the cool of the evening. So the condition is pleasant, peaceful, and rest. Because that's what God is. So if we want to hear from God in a chaotic situation, you need to just stop, de-escalate, clear yourself, refresh yourself so you can replenish, and then just talk to yourself. I was hearing last night, and I tried it during the night, and I loved it. Loved it. Now, I'm one of always speaking tongues and always speaking to God that way, but Andrew Womack was saying about the interpretation of tongues. He said, ask God, speak in tongues, worship and praise, and ask him for the interpretation for what you need. He says, because everything that God knows and Jesus knows, we have access to know as well. And I went, wow. I mean, I knew those things separately, but collectively, and that simplistically, and you know this, because we've taught that, you know, like it's fine. But the point is that you have access to all of that knowledge because he's your Father, and he's in his Spirit that lives in you, so you and him are one. Because you're one, you can ask, and God does say, ask anything of the Father, and I will answer. See, you'll find a knock, and the door will open. Knock and ask, and you shall receive an answer. So he's saying strategy is the thing. So during the night, I just worship and come. And I said, okay, so I'm going to ask you this thing about that. So then you can listen, and then you go over the thought, and you're like, hey, that's the answer for him. He's magnificent. Ah! And it makes perfect sense. I mean, you've heard me say before that another brain surgeon studied the brain and wanted to know what activity is happening in this brain. For most of us, humans use one third or less of the brain and two thirds are dormant. And I've always asked God, why use the whole brain if you only use one third of it? And they discover when you speak in tongues, the entire brain is active. I said, oh, so you left the brain in its entirety and worship you. And your immune system is boost 45. There's such an advantage. Worshiping God, loving God, to take in time, to let him lead us. Just you stop talking and let him hear. Because most of the time when we pray, it's a list. Lord, I need you to bless us. Lord, I need you to bless us. Thank you for this. Bless you. Blah, 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 blah. But you need to take that time and just hear. And just like the woman with the issue of blood, when she got her mind cleared and clean, she got focused on that issue. She was saying, I know when I touch the hem of his garment. I know. I have no doubt. I know. I will be made whole. I know this. And that's where her mind was. And she just was continuously purposeful in her focus. She said, look, I've been trying everything else anyway. But I've heard people say, and you know, the thing is, if it doesn't go well, it's not God. It's not because he wants it. But you know, sometimes you might need some forgiveness there. You might need to forgive, and you might need to let go. You know, there's something that you can do so that you're in a place of steadiness and worship. And I'm sure that's why Daniel opened that window. This was absolutely to his law. And that captivity point towards Jerusalem. And that's what he did. So he kept himself in a cleared, cleansed focus. All the time, he made sure that he continuously cleared off seeking. And he kept that communication open, his blessing for many times. So create that place of peace. Keep it clear. Keep it clean. If anything interferes, if a log falls in the road, move it, ask for forgiveness, and move on. But keep, they said, oh, create me a clean heart, oh Lord, renew. Whew. We are right here. So he confidently asked God, renew, 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 renew. A right spirit. It is just so important to have that ability to love God and to let God love on you because you God is here to help. He said, I come that you might have life and that you might have that more abundantly. Gosh. And it took the first Psalms. And the King has been there. Have mercy on me, Lord, according to thy loving kindness, according to multitude and tender mercy. Wash me thoroughly. That's what he wanted to do, was wash and stay clean in the Lord. And the eighth verse says, make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones which has broken may rejoice. Tenth verse, clean in me, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. So I encourage you, stay before the Lord, because your deliverance is in your mind. Father, in the name of Christ, bless his words that goes forth and help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on thee. In Jesus' name, amen.